where are you guys now as far as do you have the ability to do everything you want as an offense as far as installation and just pure versatility?
Yeah, I think each week we go into the game. You know, I think historically we've been a game plan team. We'll go into each week and we'll figure out, you know, what different packages, what different things that we can do against our opponent. You know, just so happened against Buffalo. You know, we sort of changed the tempo up there a little bit to start the second half. But, you know, I think whatever the players can handle, that's what we'll do, and whatever the game plan calls for, whoever the opponent is, you know, what we did this week might not necessarily carry over into next week, but, you know, a lot has to do with what the players can handle, how they prepare during the week, and then just what we feel is the best way for us to play the game. And the most important thing is to go out there and execute as an offense, which I think there were some good things, and, you know, there were some plays I think we'd like to have back, a couple of self-inflicting wounds with the penalties. But, you know, I think each week we're focused on consistency and the overall execution of the offense, whatever the plan calls for that particular game.
Yeah, hey, Nick, I know a lot of people saw some of the joint practices, and this is a broader question, but a lot of people saw the joint practices over the summer as kind of a precursor for what teams might have to do if we do go to an 18-game schedule here in the next few years. And I'm just kind of wondering if organizationally the possible expansion, especially in the light of Bill Polian's comments yesterday that he thinks that the 18-game schedule is coming down the pike, if organizationally in the offseason, if that's something that you guys addressed or had to talk about, the possibility that down the line, whether it's in you know, 2012 or 2013, that the regular season could expand and maybe how that would affect you guys as a football operation.
Yeah, Bert, that's probably something that we'll address, you know, once we get through the season. I'll be totally honest with you. It's not something that we've talked about at all to this point. So, you know, I think once we get to the off season, once we get through the regular season and, you know, whatever the case may be, then we'll address it and deal with it accordingly.
Would you imagine that it would change the way that you have to operate from a football standpoint? Just from your own, you know, your own opinion, I guess. Not based on anything else.
Yeah, I couldn't answer that right now. It'd be tough to do. I'd say we're just worried about, you know, the season and try to get through that.
You got it, Nick.
Nick, one thing we've seen in the second half, I think of the last two games, is Hernandez will, you know, have a big first half, and then defenses have adjusted by putting a safety on him. What's the next adjustment for Hernandez? Like, what must happen in his game to sort of react to go from having a linebacker cover him to a safety?
You know, I'd say just in terms of offensively, I mean, you know, Sunday was a good example. I think there's seven different players that caught a ball. So, you know, the guy's production in the first half, whatever happens in the second half, it's not necessarily a reflection of what the defense is doing. It might be a situation or a case of quarterback went somewhere else with the football. But I think, you know, Aaron has shown, I mean, he's got, you know, a good skill set. He's athletic. He's got good quickness. He's got good hands. He's good with the ball after the catch. So however defenses want to handle that, you know, that's up to them. You know, our job offensively is to go out there and just execute the offense and get the ball to the guy that's open. And, you know, I think Tom did a really good job of that the other day. He was pretty efficient, got a lot of people involved, you know, which I think that helps just the overall just the functionality of the offense. You know, the more people that touch the ball, you know, it puts a little more stress on the defense. So, you know, hopefully we can, you know, we continue to execute and be consistent week to week, whether it's first half, second half, or over the course of the game.
Nick, the Dolphins are using Cameron Wake at linebacker, the guy who came out of the Canadian Football League. In the grand scheme of things, how much attention do you guys focus on the Canadian League?
Yeah, I think you allocate a certain amount of time to it. You know, their season, to a degree, is concurrent with our season. You know, what you try to do, you try to pinpoint, maybe get a listing of the top 20 or so players in the CFL. You know, a lot of those players may have been in the NFL previously, which in Wake's case, he actually was. He came out in 2005, and then he bounced around there for a little bit. So, you know, we'll allocate some time wherever, and, you know, our philosophy is wherever there's players available that, you know, we feel can help our team, then we'll evaluate it and make a decision about whether or not they're a fit for the club. So, I mean, there's multiple avenues, you know, whether it's the CFL, the Arena League, you know, whatever means necessary to find players. I think that's what we'll do.
Were you involved at all with Wake?
Excuse me?
Did you get involved at all with scouting him, and did you think of him as a prospect at all?
We've looked at a lot of players, you know, over the course of the years and during the off season. You know, as far as what players we've scouted, what players we've targeted, you know, that's something that we'll just keep internally amongst ourselves.
Nick, as someone who spent some time in the receivers room over the years, I wanted to ask about the relationship between Welker and Edelman. Have you seen the sort of kind of mentoring from Welker to Edelman, and how much do you think just having someone there like that has helped Julian's development?
Yeah, I'd say collectively that group is usually a pretty good group. There's a lot of communication that goes on. You know, I'd say in Julian's case, having never played the position before, he was eliciting the responses of a lot of players. You know, you have a guy like Randy, who has a lot of experience. So I think from his perspective, you know, he did whatever he could possible, listen to as many folks as possible. Now, the fact that he and Wes play a similar type of position, it's a little bit easier when you have somebody doing the same types of things and running the same types of routes. So I think collectively that group works well together. They communicate well. You know, they ask a lot of questions, a lot of good questions. There's a lot of interaction amongst themselves in addition to the quarterback as well. So I think the more you're around players and the more you can talk about different things, you know, what you see on this play, okay, what was your coverage adjustment, I think the more you talk about that, I think the more it helps with the development of the player overall.
Hey, Nick, I know, you know, the Jets used Danny Woodhead as a receiver and a running back, and you know, and it seems like there are a lot more players like that now. Yeah, I know Spiller, you know, he's a running back. He gets compared to Percy Harvin, who on the roster is a receiver. Is there more of a gray area now than maybe there has been in the past? You know, when it comes to some of those skill guys where, you know, this guy's just kind of a utility player more so than really being locked into one position. I see you guys doing it with Edelman, with him playing some in the backfield, and then Woodhead, obviously, like I said, has got the experience at receiver.
I think a lot of that has to do with where some of the offenses have gone in college and what they're asked to do. You know, I think the offenses have evolved and basically see a lot of players who, you know, whatever position they line up at, but if they're good football players, they're good with the football in their hands, they're good in space, the teams are going to try to find ways to get them involved. And how that necessarily translates over into the NFL level, each club individually has to make a decision about what they feel is best, you know, what they feel the best position is for the player. But the more things a player can do, the more versatility he shows, I mean, that's certainly going to enhance his ability to make a contribution on whatever club that he's with. So it's partly a product of the offenses in college and the types of players that are playing those positions. And then, you know, as a team, you just have to make a decision about how that fits with what you're doing.
Is it a matter of the college coach asking more of the player, asking him to do more things in general? And I guess a guy like Harvin would be a good example of that, who lined up a zillion different places for Urban in Florida.
Yeah, it probably varies, Bert, school to school.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know exactly, you know, what they're being coached to do, what they're being asked to do. That's up to them. That's all we can do is just to kind of evaluate what they're doing on the field, what their skill set is, and then make a determination of, okay, this is where he fits best for our team moving forward.
Sorry, Nick. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Nick.
Take care. Yes, bye-bye.